Miss Boozer?
Mr. Fortison here.
Thank you. Mr. Justice?
Yeah.
Just a moment, sir.
Hello?
Justice Fortis is calling you on line one.
Yes, I think that'd be all right. I had talked to him about getting the 39 and 40 things and straighten them out and doing research, but I have to get off on this other tack. I haven't discussed it with him anymore. And I don't know what his disposition would be about it. Jim Rowe has a letter in here today, two pages, that Teddy White had talked to her 6 days afterwards, Thanksgiving Day, after this trouble. Have you seen that? Yes, but I didn't tell you. I just got the letter. You get me mixed up with some people, Mr. Justice. Well, now, I sure didn't. I just read the letter, and he just sent it to me. So I know I didn't. I haven't seen him. I refuse to see White. Well, Teddy White, according to Rowe, told Rowe this. Now, Rye puts it in the letter, but I don't know. I just saw it just a little bit ago, so I haven't talked to you, so I know I didn't. But I think it's something you ought to look at before, and that they ought to look at before we do it, because it may be that that's the way to do it. I don't think so. I don't have any confidence in him at all, and he's. I think don't you think we ought to see what they do with the book? Wait just a minute. That's what
I think that debate was we ought to do something before the articles come out.
Well, I say, isn't it possible that the book would be restrained, the restraining order in the court that they asked for today?
No, I think if it is restrained by the trial judge, if they set aside the appeal,
Why don't you sleep?
All right.